I'm joined in the studio this morning by Ruth Benetti, who is originally from Hughenden. Now, we've talked a lot just off air now, and there's so many things we could talk about, Ruth. So where to start? Let's start with your book that you've brought out with you, Midnight Sun to Southern Cross. Like myself, you come from a Scandinavian family that somehow ended up in Western Queensland.
Absolutely. My grandfather was a Swede, although to be exact, a Finland Swede.
Right.
Yep. So the west coast of Sweden, the west coast of Finland was settled by Swedes, mm-hmm. and the culture is predominantly still Swedish. Well, but Grandad came out in 1902, arriving in January's heat.
Oh my gosh.
1903 to the Mullumbimby Byron Bay area.
Right.
So he and his father, my great grandfather, so think far, far, far.
Yeah.
Far, far, far. That'll do. Yeah. Arrived in January heat, great grandfather wearing a fur coat, and fetched up off the train at Bangalore station, where the black sheep brother had settled in the hinterland up on the hills looking out to the sea. And first of all, Grandad's brother, Carl Johan, known as KJ back, had fled Finland.
Oh.
And the Russian military were looking for him at Suez Canal. Now, 20,000 or so young people emigrated around that time of what's called the First Depression, the Russian regime over Finland under General Bobrikov. And so there was conscription into the Russian army by ballot. And KJ was conscripted,
right.
Did dodge the draft, but so did a lot of others.
Sure.
And I kept saying to myself, why did they look for him in Suez? And why did he write home? And I was given access to a wonderful trove of letters from four siblings back in Finland. Why did he write home, burn my letters? And there had to be a reason.
Mm.
And the clue is, he described himself as a pen fighter. And that's in the first book. There are two books in this. I got so much information
it
would have
been
a brick. So I divided it into two books. The first one is Burn My Letters.
Yeah.
And I'm focusing today on Midnight Sun to Southern Cross, which starts me coming down from the bush, born in Hughenden, on properties 30 miles out, Hazelwood Downs, Wilfred Downs, where we found bones of fossils of dinosaurs on the property. And correspondence, you can imagine, I was very shy.
Yeah.
And we would do this ghastly 3-day trip south to Brisbane, crammed into a Plymouth. I was the sixth of eight. I am the sixth of eight. I don't promise all trips had eight kids and two parents crammed in, but I don't know how we did it. And we're on dirt roads until Roma. And we used to go down from our properties down that awful, bangy, creek bed littered shortcut to Aramac. And so we didn't get to Winton or Longreach as much.
Right, so you could have run around.
Yeah. But it was a horror stretch. And I described that in my book at the beginning, in Midnight Sun to Southern Cross. And then the horrors of being catapulted into a big school, Ironside, with a fearsome headmaster who petrified me.
Yeah.
And of being a shy bush kid who wouldn't say boo. And going from thinking nobody would want to talk to me, let alone listen to me. So through my school days, I used to hide out in the toilet block till I discovered the library was better. And to just go from there on a big journey of discovering family and what drove Grandad and his brother and later a sister from Finland under the Russian regime.
Yeah, it's such a long way to go from Scandinavia to Australia.
Oh, yes.
And so, you say, that's quite two books worth. But also, it's not just about that. It's also about you going from Hughenden
yes.
and through music, I think, that's taken you back.
It became my passport to the world. Mm. And it helped me to overcome my shyness because people would listen to my music and then I would be talking and teaching and adjudicating and so on. In fact, 2 years ago, we adjudicated, my husband and I, adjudicated Mount Isa at Stedford, which was absolutely fun because we lived right, our property was right on the train line.
Oh, yes.
Between Townsville and Isa, and we always went east, never west.
Right.
That was my first time in the Isa, so that was fun. But music took us all around the world, and in fact, after we married, and Grandad was at our wedding in 1974, the first sunny day after three cyclones had gone through and flooded Brisbane and so on, we were married on a mountaintop at Binnaburra.
Oh, beautiful.
Oh, yes. And, of course, there were landslides, and so would we get there? And the family were scratching their heads thinking, why does Ruth think up these odd ideas? But it was a wonderful day, and that's mainly in the first book. I've described that, Burn My Letters. And Grandad was there. Now, people from the outback, some may still have memories of Billy Back, or otherwise known as W.A. Back, for Wilhelm Anders Back. And Grandad was a bit of a powerhouse, migrant made good, entrepreneur. He had his finger in so many pies.
Yeah.
And he also partnered a lot of other Swedes, Finns, family in ballots to get property.
Oh, okay, right. Yep.
And the first success they had was the Stockholm property, which his nephew Hugo Holm owned. And Hugo Holm, that was. And then after that, there were lots of properties around Puenden, Aramac, Aberfoyle was one, then Blackhall, Buckhalden Way.
Wow.
So
that
lots.
Had an enormous effect on the Central West.
Well, it was. And he loved the outback because why did they fetch up in Byron Bay? When great grandfather was thinking where to send this son who was likely to be sent off to the, well, conscripted into the Russian army. And I've heard that would be 3 years, but somewhere I've heard five.
Mm.
And he was a pacifist and he was not going to go. But great-grandfather found a book and it said, Australia is a large country, mostly desert. And so he told his departing son, head for the most easterly point, son. There must be rainfall. And there was, and there is. But Grandad, when he arrived and was powerhouse developer and very much astute as assessing land, he, in fact, got a lot of bronchitis.
Oh, okay.
And when he came to the West, then he was much happier.
Right.
But he had to base himself in Brisbane. Once he'd got tired of travelling from Mullumbimby to the West.
Oh, yeah.
So he based himself in Brisbane from about the 50s, and that was when I was blessed with Ironside State School. Oh, and he built the big house, the Art Deco house, along Hawken Drive. But one of his powerhouse efforts was to head a consortium called Coronation Park Inc., which developed St. Lucia Turinga.
Oh, my God.
And the land on which the University of Queensland is standing is a large slab of his land.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But that got him out of a tight stick in the Depression.
Well, that ties you into the Main family saga then.
Well, the Main family saved Grandad's bacon.
Right.
Because he could sell off land when people were defaulting on their rates.
Oh, my gosh. We are covering a lot of Queensland history here.
Oh,
so
yes.
The first book is Midnight. Burn My Letters.
Oh, yes. The first book is Burn My Letters.
Yep, and then we've got Midnight's Under Southern Cross.
Yes.
Which is the second part of the saga.
Yes. So the first book takes us to KJ fleeing Finland, settling up in the hinterland, running a sawmill where they would shoot cedar logs down the steep hills.
Yep.
And there's wonderful cedar in a beautiful house in Mullumbimby called Cedar House or Cedar Home, which came from there.
Right.
And then KJ was a bit of a hermit, wouldn't you be if you'd been chased by the Russians? And old timers have told me that he used to build tree houses, and if he felt threatened, he'd climb up in the tree house and hide.
Well, Ruth, I have to cut you short. I mean, obviously, there's a million stories to share. But before I let you go, your next project, or the project that brings you out specifically now to Central Queensland, is a new musical piece.
Yes. It's wonderful to have shut the door on a decade's worth putting two books out, both award-winning. And I am now thrilled to have a new project, which, well, wouldn't you believe, taps into dinosaurs.
Yes.
And it's a kid's piece, a kid's story with music, probably mooted for 2 years' time, because I've got a lot of research to do.
Yeah.
And it's been commissioned by Brisbane Symphony Orchestra, in which I play, and my husband Anthony conducts, is the music director and founder. And so we've been to the Australian Age of Dinosaurs. What a marvellous, marvellous thing that is.
Yeah.
And to Lark Quarry, busily researching, because I am going to tap into the dinosaur stampede, flight, and also themes like water, or no water, drought. I was born into drought. And the Great Artesian Basin.
Yeah.
And inland sea, because we found fossils of shells and so on when I was a kid. And so I've got a lot of work to do, but I'd love to bring it to the West.
That would be wonderful. That's possible.
Does anybody have any influence with Qantas that they might fly a size down orchestra, not the 70-piece one? Otherwise, we have to bring it to the communities of Hughenden, Winton, Richmond, Mount Isa, etc.
I'm sure there are groups that'd love to help out.
Oh, well, we're planning a simulcast, but watch this space.
Yep.
But I just love being out amongst the people. And we've made so many wonderful contacts and friendships in a short week.
Yeah, that's the nature and of that life out here, I'm going to say.
Yeah. Yes. And I'm just thrilled to see how the Elliott family have brought dinosaurs to the fore. And when I was a kid, we didn't talk about dinosaurs. And I don't think they thought much about anything except Muttaburrosaurus, we sort of knew.
Right.
But it was like, oh, yes, dinosaurs were elsewhere, but now they're all over, under, probably is more the exact term.
All right, Ruth, I'm going to have to cut you off there. But
Now, I am going to donate a copy of Midnight Sun to Southern Cross to the 4LG to say if a listener rings in and gets in before you want to read it.
Might read be a little copy stain when they get it, but
You read it first. I'd love to bring that book back to my roots. And if anybody wants, there are copies in Winton, Longreach, Hughenden Libraries. Hughenden Libraries even got a few spare copies that I left there for sale. And you can find me on my website, ruthbonetti.com, and books there. Usual Amazon, Booktopia, all that game.
All right, well, thanks,
but go to your lovely library. Those librarians are gold.
They are.
Or opal or something.
It's been wonderful having a chat with you this morning. Thank you very much for your time.
It's been lovely meeting you, Nick, and thank you for your time.